The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Rotberg, author of the halachic work Emergencies in Halacha, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The gap says more than Kuflam and Zion, the end of the parish of Rabbi Demila. I mean, Gemara here is continuing to talk about the halachas of Mila and the subsequent quick care after Mila. I'd just like to refer back to the Gemara of Kuf Lamed Hei, since the parish so much talks about the different tzrachim of a child and the different halachas pertaining to care of a child. So I'd like to refer back to the Gemara of Kuf Lamed Hei. So the Gemara discusses this in it.
So Gemara is talking about a child that's born premature. A preemie. So the Gemara over here is going back on the Mishnah, and the Mishnah over there talks about the different things that we do for taking care of a child. And the Gemara by the two dots starts talking about the case of Safik. And the Gemara says as follows: Amemar v'loy Safik deches haShabbos lasuyei mai. When it says that a Safik is not Deicha Shabbos, what is it coming to include? So the Gemara says, Lasui Hadu Torah Rabbanu, this is coming to include that which Chazal Torah spent Shivim Mechalim Lovas HaShabbos. A baby born in the seventh month, one is Mechal Shabbos for that child, Uben Ches, Ein Mechalim Lovas HaShabbos. A baby that was born in the eighth month, one is not Mechal Shabbos, and this is based on what Chazal teach us, that a child born in the eighth month does not have a chance of living, and it's not a viable baby. Safik ben Zayin, Safik ben Ches, if one is unsure whether this baby was born in the seventh or eighth month, either it's unclear when the woman became pregnant, Ein Mechal Lovas HaShabbos, one is not Mechal Shabbos. Ben Shemoyna, a baby that's for certain was born in the eighth month of pregnancy, Harehu Ke'evan, it says he's like a stone, V'asal Etaltaloi, one is not even allowed to move this baby. The mother is allowed to nurse the baby due to sakana. Now, Mitzvah, in the next summit we're going to discuss that why in today's day this halacha does not apply, and that even a baby born in the eighth month, or even maybe even the sixth month, fifth month, one would be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to treat the baby. From the sixth month and on, whenever the baby's viable, as long as there's a medical chance of saving this baby, we'd be allowed to do whatever it takes. We're going to discuss how halacha, contemporary halacha, views this, and how science may have changed, and how medical interventions may have changed. But the next part, which is that even if one is to assume that this baby is not a viable baby, and it's like a ke'evan, this baby is like a stone, meaning that there's no chance of life, the mother is allowed to nurse the baby, and the Gemara says, Mipnei ha-sakana, because it's a sakana. So Taisa says, Mipnei ha-sakana, he says, Sakana's cholav, kishyesh harbe bedadin. Bedadin. He says that we're talking about here, that there's a big buildup, there's a large buildup of milk in the woman's breast, and therefore, she'd be allowed to feed the baby, nurse the baby. V'loy ha-shinon, and we're not scared that she's going to come to carry the baby. The Rabbi wasn't sure, why did the Gemara have to say you're allowed to nurse this baby because there's a fear of sakana, that there's a fear of death? Even he says that even if the only issue here would be that the mother is in pain due to engorgement, mutter. She'd be allowed to nurse this baby. Afilu hilachliv atzma. Even for her to express the milk herself, to sharina misham tzara, one is allowed to, a woman's allowed to express her own milk, even if it's not for the purpose of feeding a baby. And it's only because, so she shouldn't be in pain. That would also be allowed. So we're going to discuss a little bit these halachas which are regard to a nursing mother. And in particular, and in general, in fulfilling the needs of a child on Shabbos when it comes to food and other basic necessities. We know that one is not allowed to be over, is one is not allowed to desecrate any rules of Shabbos just because he wants food. However, we also know that any person that is in the category of chayla she'im b'sakana, a chayla that there's no present risk of the person dying. However, the person's in a lot of pain. It's a tzar kol gufa. His whole body's in pain. One is allowed to have a goy do a malacha for that person. So the Mechaber in Simshin Chav Chesif Yitzayin says, Mutar loyma le'ina Yehudi, it's permissible to tell a non-Jew lasis tafshel lekatan to make food for a minor, she'ein loyma lechol, that doesn't have what to eat. And the Mechaber explains, the reason is, the stam tzarchei katan, we assume that the needs of a child, kecholei she'ein bo sakana dami. We assume that it's just like a chayla she'im b'sakana, meaning that to fulfill the basic needs of a child, that he should have food, we treat it as if he's a chayla she'im b'sakana, that one is allowed to have a non-Jew provide whatever that child needs. Meaning if a child only eats a certain food and there's absolutely nothing for this child to eat, one be allowed to get a guy on Shabbos to provide that food for the child. So there's a question in the Poskim whether or not this applies specifically for food. In other words, that one's only allowed to ask a non-Jew to provide food for the child. Well, this is also for other needs of the child. In the Sefer Tila Davin, it's Mishin Chav Ches, Sef Chav Tes, he writes over there that we say that the needs of a child is like a Chayla She'im B'Sakana, that one's allowed to ask a non-Jew to provide it for the child. He says this is specifically talking about things needed for the sake of food, but not for other needs. However, if one looks at the Goyin, in the Bira Agra, in the same place over there, it appears that he maintains that all the needs of a child has halacha of a chayla she'im b'sakana. Because when the Shulchan Aruch says that the tzorchei achila shel katan, that the food the child needs has the halacha of a chayla she'im b'sakana, The Vilna Goyin over there, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos of Kuf Memal from a base, and over there it's talking about a child that is sad and it has nothing to do with food. And the truth is, if you look at the Ramah, it's also mashma like that, because he just writes tzorchei katan kechayla she'im b'sakana. The needs of a child is like a chayla she'im b'sakana. So that it doesn't say specifically just for the sake of food. It appears that any need. So the Chayim talk about that. Obviously, this doesn't mean anything the child needs. That means specifically things which are extremely imperative, such as food, or other such necessities. There's another halacha which the Gemara in Yuma says that if a child is left in a locked room and he's terrified, the Gemara says that he once allowed to break down the door for the sake of the child, even if he'd be desecrating Shabbos with melachas deraisis, with biblical transgressions and prohibitions, he'd be allowed to do that because we see that the children, that because they're scared what they're going to end up doing to themselves or what it could end up doing to them, there's special dispensation with regards to the laws of Shabbos. So we clearly see that when it comes to children, there's a different halacha than there is with the general population. Now the question is, till what age does this apply? So in the Minchas Yitzchak, in Chelek Aleph Siman Ayin Ches, he brings that this is only till the age of 9. The Tzitz Eliezer and Chelek Chesim Tazvav Perik Yud Beis of Katan Zion, he brings that which the Minchas Yitzchak writes till the age of 9, and the Minchas Yitzchak brings a lot of rayas, and he basically disproves some of these rayas, and he says that this halacha would only apply to the age of 6. In the Ktzos HaShulchan in Siman Kuf Lamed Daled, over there he writes that all this is talking about he writes that this is a very, very specific allowance, and he minimizes exactly what is allowed and what's not allowed. But basically, between the ages of 6 and 9 seems to be the basic opinions of the leading poskim. The exception of 2, the Chazon Ish and Aruch Chaim Siman Tes Sifkat and Gimel, he writes that this is only until the age of 2 or 3, and he brings a raya from Tosis as such. And you have to see over there for a big explanation. But there are others, if I'm not mistaken, Sefer Or Letzion, he writes, till bar mitzvah, there's a katan, a minor has the halacha of a katan with regard to providing him the basic foods, and he has a halacha like a chayli shem b'sakana. So basically, the exact age is unclear, but within the realm of 6 to 9, certainly there's enough authorities that maintain that won't be allowed to ask a goy to do different halachas for them. So, basically, what we're saying is that, you know, that a child that needs food, you're allowed to provide them food even with a non-Jew. Now, the question is as follows. Let's say you have a baby or a child that they only eat or drink a specific food. Well, let's say a baby that only drinks a specific formula due to dietary reasons. And let's say that formula of the food is not available. So would one be allowed to violate a rabbinic prohibition, such as asking a non-Jew to get and prepare the child's regular food? So a lot of the poskim say that one does not have to experiment with different types of formulas, since the child's reaction to these different foods or drinks are unknown, and therefore someone does not have to take a risk to just try it out. Now obviously, this is only where there's some reason to believe that the child may need a specific formula, such as in the past, the other children didn't do well with a certain formula. This baby itself didn't do well with a certain formula. So therefore, on Shabbos, one would be allowed to get, have a non-Jew get whatever food the child needs. The Chazon Ish, which we mentioned before, see over there he goes at great length to discuss the great risks of different possible reactions to, you know, experimenting with different foods which the baby's not used to. And over there he says that the chashash kilkul me'ayim, the risk of having a negative effect on the intestines in a child, has the status of pikuach nefashis. So therefore, there's certainly leeway with regards to babies, and it's unknown what their, you know, what the reaction is going to be. If there's reason to suspect, there's certainly plenty of leeway for allowed to in the least to ask a non-Jew to obtain whatever the food that it's needed. Now let's go back to the question of a nursing mother. So one thing is for sure, that if a baby is reliant on mother's milk and needs the mother's milk, there's some place that would even allow for the mother to eat on Yom Kippur if she won't have milk otherwise, and there's no other milk to be gotten. It's certainly extremely important. But let's talk about in a case where there's no underlying conditions, there's no comorbidities. A simple case of a child or a mother, a nursing mother. So now, nursing an infant on Shabbos, if the child or the baby is nursing directly from the mother, that's certainly acceptable. The question which arises is when a woman is either pumping the milk or expressing it. If she's doing it into a bottle or a container because she wants to use it later, she wants to feed the baby later, or maybe she wants to freeze it, then there's a problem of mefarik, which is a tolda of dash of threshing. So again, we're not talking about a case where the mother needs the milk because the baby, there may be a sakana for the baby, the baby's in the hospital, Rahmanul Islam, and the mother needs to save the milk for the baby in the hospital. Obviously, that would not be the case. We wouldn't be discussing that. It would be completely permissible. We're talking about a case where simply the mother is engorged and she wants, the baby's not in the mood of eating, and she just wants to save the milk for later. So if even where the one has to save the milk, there are those that say, and the Shmei Shabbos Kolchasa brings it down, that the mother should still try to save the milk in small increments. However, and some people say that's a teaspoon at a time, and then put it in a container for the baby. However, where the mother is not doing so because the baby needs the milk, she's doing it simply because she's in pain. In that case, while a mother may express her milk manually or with a pump, the milk which is coming out, and which she's doing for the point of relief, it must go directly to waste. So therefore, if let's say it's going into a container, what a lot of the poskim say is the woman should actually pour soap or something or some type of other chemical or whatever the case is, so that when the milk that is going into that container, it's not going to be usable. And being that it's not usable, there is no isser of doing it that way. And it turns out all she's doing is trying to relieve the pain. Relieving the pain, as Tosfos just mentioned, would be allowed. The whole issue of nursing on Shabbos is based on the Gemara in Shabbos of Kuf Mem Gimel, and over there it says, "In seichtenes aperis lohitim and mashkin," one is not allowed to squeeze fruit in order to express the fluid from it. "V'im yotzu me'atzmon asum," and if let's say the milk, the liquid from the fruits, the fruit juices came out on its own, it's aser to use it. And Rashi over there explains that we made a gzera, the Chazal was scared that people would come to squeeze fruit on Shabbos. So therefore we said that even if it came out on its own, it's still aser on Shabbos and it's still muksa. So the same thing could be said as far as the milk, let's say, which came out of an animal. It's also forbidden to drink that, because that has the halacha of mashkin shezavu, meaning liquid that came out on its own, that it would be also to use it. So Kvega and Shuvis and Simon Hay, the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Shin Hay, Sifkat Nayin Beis, brings it. Over there he brings different opinions and different schools of thought, whether or not milk would have the same milk which a mother expressed, or would have the same halacha as fruit juices which flowed on its own, whether it would be in the same category or not. But certainly, if the woman's in pain, she could certainly express the milk, but saving the milk would be a problem, and it may even be muksa. Shlomo Zalman, in a few different places, he says that nursing a baby, not just it's okay, he says it shouldn't even be pushed off. Meaning, if let's say a woman she could really wait till Matzah Shabbos, she could wait. She says, listen, it's an hour before Shabbos, the baby's hungry, but it could wait. He says there's no reason whatsoever to push off nursing this baby. It's 100% permissible. So basically, in closing, what we have to remember is a few things. Providing food for a minor, certainly from the ages of 6 to 9, according to many poskim, the child has the halacha status of a chayel shein b'sakana, that the halacha is that one is allowed to ask a non-Jew to provide the food for them. So if one is in a situation where if they get stuck or whatever the case is and they don't have food for that child, they'd be allowed to ask a non-Jew to get the food for them. Or that means if, let's say, the refrigerator was closed and the only way to get the food out would be to open the fridge, so one would be allowed to ask a guy to come open the fridge to get the food for the child. Obviously, once the refrigerator is open, they'd be allowed to take out food for themselves as well. But that would be one halacha. Halacha number two is that if there's the baby needs the milk for a medical reason, the mother's certainly allowed to express the milk even into a container and save it for later. But in that case, we said that it's best that if she does it in small increments at a time. And the final halacha is that when a woman is in pain, she's definitely allowed to express the milk, and she's allowed to pump it. However, it's best that she place some sort of chemical or something which will spoil the food, so that it wouldn't be doing it with a purpose for the food, and it wouldn't be mefarik. And therefore, even if she wants to pump it, she should do it in that manner. There are even some poskim who will allow for an electronic pump to be set up with a Shabbos clock, so that she knows that this pump is going to go on every few hours or a few times a day, and so long as she sets up the connections before it goes on, it would also be allowed. and she could do it for that thing. Now, the same thing would apply over there. If she, to save the milk, if it's not needed for medical reasons, she would have to pour in something into the milk or make sure it's not being saved into a container. It's going straight out into the garbage or something like that. And if she's doing it just and if she's doing it just to relieve the pain and she's not saving it, that would certainly be okay.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.